Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
More than 1,000 homeless Massachusetts families are housed in hotels. It's hardly the Ritz, as many of the hotel rooms are small and are often located in isolated places. Last year, Massachusetts spent a record amount placing homeless families in hotels as demand for shelter space spiked in this economy. While the new state emergency housing program has helped reduce the number, WBUR's Deborah Becker reports officials worry the figures are about to rise again.
27-year-old Liani Rivera shows me around a spacious four-bedroom apartment near Boston that she moved into about a month ago.
This is one of the boys' bedrooms. There's two.
Rivera is rightfully proud of her new home. Last fall, she found herself going through a divorce, raising her five children alone and homeless. Because all shelters were full, the state put Rivera and her kids, all under the age of nine, into an isolated hotel in Brighton. She says it was difficult to cook, to do laundry, and to get along.
It was all, you know, one room with them, and it was just very crowded with them. And you know how kids are, they're always on top of each other. So that was pretty difficult. And, you know, I was like pulling out my hair, you know, basically, because I couldn't handle it, you know. I was trying so bad to, you know, get their behavior better and stuff, but it just was a very tough situation.
Rivera is among the record number of homeless Massachusetts families who lived in hotels last year. But she was able to get into what's known as the Home Base Program, a new state effort designed to prevent homelessness.
It's a great program. It certainly got me out of my situation, and I'm just very thankful. It's just that, you know, you want to be a parent, and when you can't provide a home for your children, it's, you know, it's very painful.
In August, the program began providing emergency housing funds and long-term rental assistance to low-income families. The $40 million program helped some 3,000 families and did dramatically reduce the number of those living in hotels. But by October, there were so many people seeking assistance that the program had to be curtailed.
I would describe it as a tsunami of need.
Chris Norris is executive director of the Metropolitan Boston Housing Partnership, a nonprofit that administers affordable housing programs in Greater Boston. To qualify for the Home Base Program, a family must earn less than 115% of the federal poverty level. So a family the size of Rivera's would have to make less than $34,000 a year. Norris says thousands of families are in similar situations.
We have more than 100,000 families on our wait list right now statewide for rental assistance. It's a 9-year wait.
Despite extra budget appropriations, the Home Base Program had to cut back on assistance. Norris estimates that through his agency, the program helped 475 families. And he says without programs like it, the state ends up spending even more.
We spend roughly $3,000 a month for families to live in a motel. We spend roughly $1,100 a month for them to live in an apartment. It's roughly a $7 million savings to the Commonwealth to have those 475 families in housing instead of living in a motel.
The state budgeted $39 million for hotel rooms for the homeless this fiscal year. As of this week, there are 1,341 Massachusetts families staying in hotels. That's down from the all-time high of 1,800 families last summer. Advocates for the homeless are asking lawmakers to continue to fund programs in the next budget so the state doesn't set another record. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.